Well, good to see all of you tonight. Thank you for coming out. I know this morning we go back and forth with the time change. You know, we talk about, you know, some people who travel. I think of some of our missionaries last week, you know, with traveling all night, 12 hours right back to the mission field. 1 hour is not really a big deal, but it seems to affect us a lot on Sunday. So appreciate you being out tonight. Some of the ladies in our orchestra this morning were calling Time Change Sunday Forbearance Sunday. So I don't know if that's an official name on the church calendar or not. So thank you for coming out on Forbearance Sunday evening. Tonight we're going to look at this important topic that Pastor Monroe mentioned, the ascension of Christ. So please turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. A few weeks ago in this series, Pastor Hill spoke on the resurrection of Christ. And next Sunday night, Pastor Reese will speak on the return of Christ. And of course, the resurrection of Christ, and glorious past event, the return of Christ, a glorious future event. And in between, we have this important, but sometimes not so quickly recognized event of the ascension of Christ that connects the two and also includes the current and ongoing work of Christ. So a very important topic for us tonight. First of all, this is, as you know, one of the articles of our faith, and I'm going to put it up on the screen here. Let me go ahead and read it to you as we reflect on it. It says that we believe that our Lord bodily ascended to heaven, was seated at his Father's right.